Welcome to the Pidcock Podcast. You know, if you've ever felt just completely overwhelmed by all the conflicting advice out there, the old habits, and the, well, the sheer amount of misinformation about sun protection, you are definitely in the right place today. We're going to cut through all of that noise surrounding sun safety.
That's the mission for sure. We're pulling all our insights today directly from a really phenomenal source, which is Pidcock's bestseller ebook, Shattering the Myths of Sun Safety.
Mm-hmm.
And this material is just so valuable because it takes all this complex, you know, dermatological research and boils it down into really clear takeaways. It lets you get that crucial knowledge fast.
Absolutely. And our goal here isn't just to list facts. It's to replace those common misconceptions, like thinking a little burn is no big deal, with rock-solid, scientifically-backed information. We want you to be able to enjoy the outdoors without that nagging worry about the long-term cost. We're going to uncover some facts today that are, well, pretty surprising. Okay, let's unpack this.
And just before we dive in, if you appreciate these kinds of deep dives, the ones that save you hours of research, please take a quick second. Subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and hit that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. We really appreciate the support.
All right, let's start with a big one, a really pervasive myth, the tanning bed. So many people still see sunbeds as a safer way to tan, or maybe even a smart way to get a so-called base tan before a vacation.
Right, the idea that you're somewhat protecting yourself.
Exactly. It's an idea that just won't go away, but the research is, well, it's terrifyingly clear.
The data is, it's brutal. Here's the number that everyone really needs to hear and internalize. A quick 20-minute session in a standard tanning bed. That delivers the same amount of damaging UV radiation as spending a full 4 hours in the peak sun without any protection.
4 hours.
4 hours in 20 minutes. It's an insane concentrated blast of UV. You're basically asking your skin to absorb 4 hours of trauma in less than half an hour.
And that concentration, that's the key, right? It brings up the different types of UV rays. Tanning beds are designed specifically to pump out huge levels of UVA rays.
Mm-hmm.
We hear a lot about UVB. That's what causes the immediate redness, the sunburn. But UVA is the real problem here.
They're the stealth attackers. That's a perfect way to put it. They go so much deeper past the surface, right into the dermis. And the result, as the Pidcock research puts it, is that these rays are literally scrambling your DNA. This isn't just a surface burn. It's deep molecular damage.
Wow. Scrambling your DNA.
Yeah. And that directly speeds up aging. And, you know, most importantly, it significantly raises your risk for skin cancer down the line.
What's fascinating here is how the broader medical community, not just dermatologists, sees this risk.
This is where it stops being about vanity and becomes a pure public health issue.
Mm.
The World Health Organization, the WHO, has weighed in. They've placed indoor tanning beds in the highest possible risk category. That's category one.
And what else is in that category?
Yeah. Well, this is the kicker. It's right alongside things we all know are incredibly dangerous, like tobacco and asbestos.
Asbestos.
Asbestos. So think about that. If someone handed you a cigarette and said, hey, this will give you a nice glow, you'd refuse it instantly. You know the risk.
Of course.
We have to apply that same thinking to tanning beds. The WHO's classification just makes it incredibly clear.
It really does change everything when you frame it like that.
Yeah.
So for people who still want that sun-kissed look, what's the safe alternative? What does the research recommend?
It's actually really simple and completely safe. You just embrace the self-tanner. The key is to pair any of those products with your regular diligent application of a broad spectrum SPF 30 or higher. You get the look you want without trading your health for it. It's the only smart approach.
Okay, let's move on to another huge one. This one gets people in trouble all year round, not just in summer. The myth of cloud cover. We've all done it. It's a cool, overcast day. You think, the sun's not out. I don't need sunscreen. We sort of imagine clouds as this protective blanket.
It's probably the most common mistake people make. And the specific statistic on this from the research is, it's a real eye-opener. Up to 80% of UV rays still punch right through even thick cloud cover.
80%.
80. Clouds are not your armor. They might scatter the light, make it feel cooler, but that damaging radiation is still pouring through at almost full strength.
That is just staggering. It really hits home when you think about just your normal day. You're not lying on a beach, but you're driving your car. And car windows don't block UVA rays very well.
Not at all.
Or you're just walking the dog, hanging laundry outside.
Right.
Those are all times that sneaky UV damage is happening, and you absolutely need that protection.
And that leads right into the next point, which is the reapplication rule. Even people who are good about putting it on in the morning often fail at this. Sunscreen is just not a one-and-done deal.
Yeah, I think a lot of us struggle with that 2-hour rule. I mean, if you're just walking around the city, not really sweating or swimming, does it really wear off that fast?
That's a great question. And the research is really clear that, yes, the 2-hour rule is the absolute minimum standard. Even if you're not swimming, think about it. You touch your face, you might wipe away a little sweat you don't even notice, your clothes rub against your skin.
Right.
And crucially, the chemical ingredients themselves actually break down when they're exposed to sunlight. It's not a permanent shield, it's losing its power from the moment you put it on.
So relying on that 7 a.m. application to protect you at lunch is, well, it's a false sense of security.
Exactly. You've got to keep that bottle handy and just reset the clock.
These are such crucial reminders.
And look, we're just scratching the surface on what Pitcott has uncovered in this field. You can visit www.pitcott.com to explore all their available resources. They go so deep into all of this.
Now let's tackle a really deep-seated cultural myth. The idea that a tan is a sign of health, that it's your body's natural defense. This one is so hard to break because we're just conditioned to see a tan as looking, vibrant and healthy.
Yeah, and this is where the deeper study just completely reframes the whole conversation. The research is firm. A tan is not a healthy glow. What we see as a tan is, at its core, a biological distress signal. It's your skin screaming for help after the DNA damage has already happened.
Here's where it gets really interesting. We're literally looking at a visible sign of trauma.
Precisely. That beautiful golden color is just your skin cells pumping out melanin to try and form a little umbrella over the cell's nucleus to prevent more DNA damage.
So you don't get a tan before damage.
You get a tan because of damage. The skin has already been hurt, and it's scrambling to protect itself from the next wave.
And the research makes it clear, this risk applies to everyone, right? There's this misconception that people with naturally darker skin tones are, like, exempt.
That is such a dangerous and potentially fatal assumption. Yes, people with darker skin have more natural melanin, so it takes longer for them to visibly burn.
But they're not immune.
They are absolutely not immune to UV damage. Tanning increases the risk of all major skin cancers, including melanoma, no matter what your skin tone is. And tragically, skin cancer in darker skin people is often caught later because of that false sense of security, which makes the prognosis worse.
So the takeaway is universal. Protection over pigmentation, every time.
Every single time.
That idea of cumulative damage brings us to the long-term consequences, especially for young skin. This is the tough truth, isn't it? The skin remembers everything.
It keeps a perfect, unforgiving tally of every single exposure. And the data shows just how much of that happens in childhood. Get this, the research from Pitcott points out that more than 80% of a person's total lifetime sun exposure happens before they turn 18.
80% before you're an adult.
Exactly. That early exposure sets the foundation for everything that happens decades later.
And the impact is just, it's startling. The Source has this fact that should motivate every single parent out there. It's called the melanoma doubler. A single, serious, blistering sunburn in childhood can literally double your chances of developing melanoma as an adult, say by age 40.
One bad afternoon.
One mistake as a kid creates a shadow that stretches for decades. It's unbelievable.
And if we connect this to the bigger picture, it just hammers home why sun safety can't be an occasional thing. It has to be a habit. Sunscreen, shade, hats, these aren't just for the beach. They're everyday essentials for building a healthier skin memory. We have to lead by example.
Okay. Fourth, stay vigilant. Check your own skin once a month. Look for any new or changing spots. If anything looks weird, get it checked by a professional immediately.
And finally, number 5, circling back to the long game, teach the kids early. Lead by example. Make sunscreen and hats as routine as brushing their teeth.
You know, the ultimate message here isn't to become a hermit and stay inside forever.
Not at all.
It's about having these simple, smart habits that let you enjoy the outdoors without taking on all that unnecessary risk. You can live a full, active life and still respect the sun.
Precisely.
So what does this all mean for you listening right now? I think the main takeaway is pretty clear. Don't trust the clouds, understand that a tan is damage, and just never underestimate the power of the sun.
And I want to leave you with one final thought, something to really mull over that shows just how sneaky UV rays are. The research likens UV to glitter.
Glitter.
Yeah, glitter. Right. Because it doesn't just come straight down from the sky. It bounces. It reflects off of surfaces like water, concrete, sand, and especially snow.
I see where you're going with this.
So you can get a serious burn sitting in deep shade next to a pool or on a ski slope. And that raises a really important question for you to think about. If UV is bouncing around like glitter, attacking you from all angles, are your current habits really giving you 360-degree protection, especially on those bright, snowy winter days?
The glitter analogy, wow. That is such a powerful visual. It completely changes how you think about protection. If this deep dive has sparked your curiosity and you want to go even deeper, you have to check out the Pitcott bestseller ebooks. We've really only scratched the surface today. Go to www.pitcott.com/books to download yours now.
And you can find all of these incredible resources and much more at www.pitcott.com.
And one final reminder, subscribe to our channel if you haven't, and make sure you activate that notification bell so you don't miss our new uploads. Thank you for being there with us. Thank you for listening to the Pitcott Podcast. I will leave a link in the description below.